fight to, and he won, see. So, he became famous, and all the Chinese wanted to go to him, and nobody else, and all cases, so. Oh, he's making so much money. And so his wife helped him along with the money, secretary, so they bought a home on premises and things, supposed to be exclusive area. And then their two sons, and one son is married, and the other one is still single. Okay. One is still thinking of law, I think, you know, it's a lawyer, and the other one is good and home architect. So she goes to the Presbyterian church now and then. So, last year when all of a sudden she popped in with her son, and they announced it, oh, we have a guest there. I haven't seen him for a long time. And she's waxing home. I'm going to look around here and hear about that. And after the service over, then they all, you know, shake hands. And, oh, she's a bad spirit. I lost track of you and this and that. I'm trying to find you. I don't know where to find you. I'm in the rest of this. Oh, we got to have lunch together, this and that. I've got my telephone, I've got her telephone. I'm going to really get together because I don't drive, you know, and she's, oh, okay. Well, it's nice to say hello, get together, but I'm to see her, but I don't want to take obligated from one thing to lunch and other than that. I feel that I should return and I can drive and all that complication. It's probably my time, but how about having lunch and I'm going to try to get so-and-so, you know, so-and-so, yeah. But then he's busy and he's having another time, so that's all right.
Did American-born Chinese feel as strongly as the generations before about having sons?
Not this generation.
Back in, when you, in your generation, when you were having children, did you think it was important to have a son?
No, not really. My two of the ones up there, but like that. I said, since I've been away, I'm just changed quite a bit, you know. And so, Chinese, So I happen to have, my son is first, and my daughter is 40 months apart.
Mm-hmm. How did people feel about interracial marriage before the war?
Oh, yeah, they were looked down upon them.
Was there much of it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know of any cases of that before the war?
Yeah. There's no one or two and four. It was just talk of,
Was it hard for the couple, do you think? I mean,
oh, yeah. They almost have to hide away or miss all their things. My niece's daughter is married to a Caucasian woman. She's a chemical stuff, bisecting the animal thing for it. And looking into the during the whole thing, what profession is it?
Biology or
something. I can't think of any. And the boy is taking up pharmacies. They were down here for a while, and now his folks is from Seattle, so he moved back up there to go to school up there. And she has a job over up there, laboratory work. She studied as she might have. Bugs and worms and germs and analyzing. Thinking of the name was tough. But the boy's going to be a pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
so it's very common now. We don't even don't think of it.
Did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese school? Back in before the war.
Well, back they would send the boys because it was kind of expensive. I think we have to pay with the public school.
So the boy my brother has was Chinese education, but not the girl. The girls can't afford it. The girls decide going to marry off, and why should they send them to raise the money?
Did you send your children to Chinese school?
No. We live in the valley, you know, not even talk to Chinese people. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. My sister said, why don't you teach them Chinese? I don't know, but teach them, turn around, they forget because they don't mingle with Chinese people. They don't have any Chinese people. Because I was at a cook and a waiter and they don't live with us. So my sister don't see them in the restaurant.
End tape.